Be natural. Be complete. Be whole. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Be clean, be natural, be whole. We think that to be clean, we have to use soap. We have to use soap to wash our bodies, soap to wash our hair, soap to wash us. And we have to use all sorts of creams and emollients to put onto our skin because we've washed off the natural oils. And the emollients that we put on our skin are not always harmonious and not always salubrious to our body health, to our skin health, and we get all sorts of unhappy experiences with our skin because we do not recognize that our divine pattern created a body that oils itself from the inside. Now, can you ever imagine a car oiling itself from the outside? We sometimes think we need to do that with certain little gears and certain little facets of it, but really the oil of a car is on the inside. And the oil in you and in me is on the inside. Our true emollients, our true oils of our body, the natural oils that are on our skin or in our skin or through our body, are from the inside. And we have taken everything we can do to wash them away, to destroy them, to ease them out of our body. And in the process, our body becomes dependent upon these outer emollients that we use. It becomes dependent on us giving ourselves fish oil. It becomes dependent upon us giving ourselves all sorts of outer sources for what is naturally created and revealed to us from within. How do we go about living in this world of ours? We live in this world of ours, and I'm saying what we normally do, we live in this world of ours by adding things to us. We think we need to eat the right foods, we need to drink the right water, we need to put on the right sort of chemicals and emollients, and we need to wash our body with soap and scrub it down with soap and water. And really, the healthiest people do not have that. Now, I've used my dog Rex, Golden Retriever, as an example. The doctors recommend that you don't give the Golden Retriever a lot of baths. You don't even bathe him once. You just brush him well and brush him good. And, of course, if he gets into a lot of mud or he gets into a lot of stinky stuff, you sort of have to wash that away. But that's not very usual. Normally, he doesn't do that. Normally, he's not trying to change his scent by rolling in odors that are taking the perfect scent that he is away. A dog produces the oils that make his skin luxuriant, that make his coat of hair glorious and beautiful. The Golden Retriever has several layers of hair. He has that undercoat, which is the soft, fuzzy, wonderful to feel coat. And then he has the upper coat, which is the coat that is sort of like the outer coat that brushes off all the weeds and brushes off all the things that he runs through as he goes about his day of play. We too have skin much like a dog. Now, over the years and over the centuries and over the gene structure basis that we have done to ourselves, the way we have changed, mutated ourselves from the pure, complete being we're born to be, we have taken away some of the ability, not the real ability, but we've taken away the facility of having ourselves produce the types of vitamins and minerals, the type of skin oils and other things that are valuable to our body. We've taken that away over the years by our you're not using it. We use soap and we use water and we use all sorts of things. Now, the water is not so bad. The water is a natural thing. But taking soap, and especially the more harsh soap, the more clean you get, you think. But truly, this is not the case. So we like to use soaps with oils in it. We like to use soaps that have pretty smells. We like to use all sorts of things. Well, when children are at play in the lake and they're swimming around all day long, they come out of the lake and go in the lake and come out of the lake and go in the lake. They don't have suntan lotions. They don't have protections. They don't have any of these things. They don't use soap. They just go in and out. And their natural body oils take care of the body. Because some say that we have emerged from the water and come on land, and that our natural quality within us is to be waterborne. Well, be that as it may, children can play in the water all day long, and they don't get burned, and they come out in the sun, and they go back in the water, and they just have a great day. I know when I was a youngster, we had a lake cottage at Eagle Springs Lake, and we lived at that lake cottage every summer. From the moment school was out until school was ready to come start again, we were at our lake cottage. It was 30 miles from our home in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, outside of Milwaukee, and it was a lovely place. In that time, it took quite a while to drive that distance, and it was a major undertaking each week or each month or each summer for us to go out to our summer cottage, but we did, and we loved it. In town, we had running water. At the cottage, we had to pump water, and pump water for the dishes and so forth. And we had to go over to the spring and dip our bucket in the spring and bring it home for drinking water. And we were in our swimsuits or autumn. We were in the water swimming constantly. We just loved the lake. It was just sort of like bathtub warm lake. And we swam all over it, and it wasn't extremely deep, especially in the areas where we played. It was always up to our shoulders, and we could walk over the bottom. And so we'd walk through weeds, and we'd walk through all sorts of things, but never having a problem. It was always a joyous experience, every summer of our life. Oh, there were times that we were not using good judgment, and we were remaining in the sun in one position too long, and we got ourselves burned. But that too went away, and we mellowed out our skin. But basically, we did not burn. Basically, our skin was in proper oil condition. And basically, we were very, very healthy children. Now, we didn't. Children have an aversion to soap, so we are told, and this apparently is quite true. Now, why is it that they have this aversion to soap? They have the aversion to soap because soap washes away all of the oils of their body. Soap washes away all of the things that are on their body that sort of are coming up from the inside to protect them from too much sun, that protect them from wind and rain and sleet and hail and snow. And children can run around naked all the time and be perfectly comfortable, whether it's warm or cool outside, and just have a wonderful time as we did at our lake cottage each summer. Today, we have so many things to put on our body, as we did then too, but we didn't have the budget that would go out and buy all of these suntan lotions, and that was to our benefit. That was to our blessing. And as we got a little sophisticated and bought the stuff, like my sisters, they had a budget, they could do that, and they bought the stuff, and they were burning more often than not. And the rest of us who didn't have that budget to spend in that way and sophistication to do it in that way, we didn't have that problem at all. Our body is a natural source of everything that is good for our body. A dog's body is a natural source of everything that's good for a dog, for his benefit and for his maintenance and upkeep. Why is it that we fail to remain aware of this lesson, fail to remain aware of this truth about ourselves, that our body can provide us with all of the things that are beneficial and that are helpful to our body to maintain its proper attitude. We ask ourselves why, and the answer is we have a good advertising art that's going on in the world, and it tells you all of these things that are good for the body, good for you, good to eat, good to play with, good to enjoy, good to know. And as it tells you all these things, you feel that they're exceedingly important, and so you go out and buy them and use them. Now, children who are natural in the wilderness, well, let's just take the African children who are being raised in the desert. Now, they don't have all these oils, they don't have all these things, and skin problems among Africans is a very fairly rare thing. And it's rare because the natural body oils take care of their body in a perfectly wonderful way. But it's when attitudes and thoughts come into their mind that they need to have something to protect their skin. They need to have something to do this. People were raised and lived in an upright nature, and they didn't have shoes on their feet. And their feet would have a sort of a blanket of soft, leathery substance to the sole of the foot, and they were able to walk on virtually every surface and walk all day long or do whatever they wished to do, and they were not disturbed. They did not choose to step on prickers. They did not choose to step on problems and have things. It was the minority when anything should come up that would be negative to the foot or to the body. And these boys who herd sheep on the African deserts and the African woodsides and hillsides, they wear very little clothing, and they have very thin shoes, if any. And they run around and do things and just have a ball. And the children who are at play all day long, they don't usually have shoes. And they're out playing in their yard and playing, doing everything. And the doctors today say, oh, you got to be careful going barefoot on the natural land because you'll get all sorts of illnesses from that, all sorts of bugs from that, all sorts of bacteria and that can be bad for you. Well, for centuries, people have been doing that and have not had those problems. These are sort of things that we have created in our mind. We've created them in our attitude. We've created them in our thought. Today, you can begin a new way of thinking, if you wish. You can begin a new way of looking at life, if you wish, and you can say, I am the pure white light of love. I am surrounded by harmonious circumstances everywhere in my life. Wherever I put my foot is holy ground. Interesting that Moses should be told in the Bible to take off his shoes because he's on holy ground. And why wouldn't he leave them on? Because that should be something very special. But he was supposed to be one with the earth, as we are supposed to be one with the nature of life that we are in. The closer we can come to recognizing that any clothing is an ornament, and if we use it as something to keep us warm or something to keep us protected from the weather or protected from anything, then we get into trouble. So long as we use it as an ornament, as many earlier tribe people have done, then it's a lovely thing. But the moment we use it to protect ourselves or to hide ourselves, then we run into the problems that the natural oils, the natural emollients of the body and of the being that we are, stop producing their substance, stop producing it, and stop giving it to us and making our body, our skin, as the most wonderful thing it is. The largest organ on our body, as we all know, is our skin. the largest organ on our body. And the largest organ on our body should be really in trouble for how we have ceased to produce from within all of the beautiful things we can. But it doesn't. It survives. By and large, 98% of the body is without any failure at all, without any fault at all. The skin is doing its perfect and divine thing. The hair follicles are being produced. The oils are being produced. All these things are being produced. It's just the minority that is having a little problem. And sometimes the minority can spread over a larger area. One of my students, fantastic woman, she saved a friend from a fire. And in the process, she was burned over a major part of her body. And they had to do skin grafts on her, and she was in her 60s at the time. They had to do skin grafts on her and replace virtually the skin over the major part of her body. And they did this. They did this so beautifully that it was just amazing. And then she went on to be herself. Now, she couldn't go into the sun because the skin was not producing the emollients that were protecting her skin from the sun. But she loved to be out in weather. She loved to be out in her lesser clothing as much as possible, and just filigree type clothing. She just loved that because her skin to her was whole and perfect. We didn't have a chance to talk as completely as I would have liked to, and we could have worked so that her skin could have been absolutely the original purity and integrity of its divine pattern. And this is what I would have for each of us, that our skin be our original purity and integrity of our divine pattern, that our body be our original purity and integrity of our divine pattern, and that we produce in our body all of the things that we have are originally designed to produce. Our original purity and integrity produces all of those things that maintain us and take care of us. People living in primitive societies where they don't have a lot of things, and you say, well, today there's not too many of that. Well, yes, there's far more than we know, but the thing is, people who lived in primitive societies and didn't have all of these things, they had good skin. They had wonderful skin. The story is of Napoleon, who told Josephine, I'm coming home from the wars, and I'll be home in 3 weeks, and please don't take a bath between the time now and when I get home, because the fragrance of your pure, beautiful body is so delightful that I would like to just soak it up. Well, his statement is quite interesting. His statement is quite revealing. And this is who we are. We can be our original purity and integrity, and we can create and manifest in our body all of the magnificence that we are if we choose. But do we choose? Do we really want to be all that we are? Or are we so sold on the advertising that is done? Are we so sold on the advertising that says these are the right foods to eat? Are we so sold on the doctors and their opinions from the scientific community that says one day that we should do this and another day we should do that? They constantly change. They constantly change. And as these constant changes take place, we flow with the ebb and tide of their change, and we think that that is a very vital, important thing to do. And if the truth were known, it takes us further and further away from our original purity and integrity. Our original purity and integrity needs nothing from the outside. Absolutely nothing. For everything that we could ever need or want or be is provided from within. We have made our inner supply house, we have made our inner manufacturing plants think that we don't need certain things. And so then they stop providing those things. They stop manufacturing those things within our body. which is a natural thing for us to do. And when we can realize that, as we say, I live in my original purity and integrity, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, as we can say these things, we return to our original purity and integrity, we return to our original awareness of who we are, and we express it in every area of our life. Now, this is not something that is rare. Many people do this. I would say many, many, many people do this. And we have done it ourselves, and we are doing it, as I said, with the majority of our skin. The majority of our skin is in good condition, and we would like all of our skin to be in good condition. So we let from within the manufacture of all those beneficial substances that maintain this physical body in its perfect way, we bring that forth now into our experience. We bring that forth now into our life, into our world. And as we do this, we feel so illumined, we feel so revealed, we feel so wonderful. But we can start right now. And right now is the acceptable time. Join with me on this inward journey of revealing the allness that we are from within right now, and let it be a demonstrated reality in our outer of just who we are within ourselves. Know that I love you, I love you, I love you.